Hello, this is Chris from Boat Fight. With the Boat Fight Network coming up, we wanted to give you a sneak peek at one of our upcoming shows, Monkey Movie Mondays, where myself and my good buddy Benny here...
Hi, everyone.
We'll be watching different monkey movies and then telling you what we think about them.
Yeah, we just watched the trailers for the first five episodes we're going to be doing, and some of them I actually haven't seen, so it's going to be a new experience for me for some of them, and some of them are cherished classics.
That's right. I'm a big fan of the new Planet of the Apes movies. I think they're amazing. I loved Kong Skull Island, so that was kind of like the impetus for why I did this. But then you found a movie online called Primal Force.
Primal Force.
Holy shit, that trailer tells me this is why we're doing this fucking show.
A 1999 romping adventure starring the great Ron Perlman.
That's right. So the first episode we're going to do is Rise of the Planet of the Apes, a movie we've both seen, we both enjoy.
Correct.
I think it's the least of the three. And that'll be the first episode. The second episode, we'll dive into that amazing Primal Force.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too. We thought we were watching a trailer. It turns out it was just potentially the greatest scene in all the history of cinema.
A fight scene between Ron Perlman and a monkey gorilla.
I don't know, but like you said, it could have very well been the final scene of the movie.
I hope not.
It might have been the climactic battle. It's possible. And then after that, we're going to go back to Planet of the Apes, and we're going to do Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Which you're not sure if you've seen or not.
I thought I saw it, but after watching the trailer, I might not have seen it. If I saw it, I was heavily under the influence of something.
Mm. Well, that's fair. I fucking love it, and I can't wait to watch it with you. Monkey fight. That's all I really got to say.
Monkey fight.
And then for episode four, we're going to go a little different and do Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back.
Such a great movie.
Awesome movie. Love Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And then for the fifth one, we're going to finish out the new Planet of the Apes and do War for the Planet of the Apes.
Which that one I know for sure I have not seen. So looking forward to that. The trailer looked amazing. I know it's been out for a while. I'm kind of behind, but still, it looks really good and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I look forward to watching it with you. So yeah, that's what you got coming up for the first five episodes of Monkey Movie Mondays.
Yep.
And in the future, we'll be featuring such classics as Congo.
MVP.
Gorillas in the Mist.
Mighty Joe Young.
Dunstan Checks In.
The Wizard of Oz.
Etc. Monkey Movie Mondays will be a bi-weekly show and premiering on the Boat Fight Network in January of 2019.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to watching some monkey movies. So, are we done with this? Because I'm kind of craving a banana now.
Hmm. Yeah. Bye. Hi, Benny.
Hi. How are you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. I'm pretty excited about Monkey Movie Mondays.
Really? What is Monkey Movie Wait, we just played the promo,
yeah.
So never mind, everyone.
That's right, and listening to it made me really excited about those first five episodes.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited, Benny, that I think we should do a pilot episode to release now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. That is a great idea.
That's right.
But what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Let's pause and figure it out, watch it, and come right back. Okay, so we're back.
We paused the hell out of that.
Yeah. So we're awesome, and we just watched... We decided since the show, Monkey Movie Mondays, the longer episodes are movies, we thought it'd be cool to start with maybe a show. And Benny pointed out that there's a new Netflix show called The New Legends of Monkey.
Right. Brought to you by Netflix with no recognizable actors that I could tell.
Right. So if you're not familiar, The Legend of the Monkey King is an ancient Chinese, I think it's Chinese, myth. And there's lots of different tellings of it, and this is just an apparently Americanized Netflix version of, like, their version of the Monkey King.
So tell us a little, give us, you know more about it than I do. What's a little bit of backstory about the Monkey King? Who is the Monkey King?
I don't really know, because there's different versions of the myth, and, you know, unfortunately I'm American and ignorant. So I don't fully know, I only know kind of what I've seen in different versions of it, but... We'll start here, and this is also similar to what I've seen, but the Monkey King is sealed away. Like, it's a time of no gods, and the Monkey King himself had been, like, defeated and sealed away in a mountain.
Right, and it said, according to the show, the Monkey King was the protector of the gods?
That's what they said.
So I guess they sealed him up and then kind of screwed over the rest of the gods?
I'm not really sure. Like, in other versions, I've seen the Monkey King be a very powerful god himself, but also kind of a troublemaker. So, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the legend is a lot of fun. You know, this is where, like, Goku from Dragon Ball Z comes from, things like that.
Well, the opening title of the pilot is Hope Must Never Die.
I didn't write that down. Is that what it was called?
That's what it was called.
They do say that in it.
The episode was named Hope Must Never Die.
That makes sense, because they have to have hope to resurrect the Monkey King.
Right.
It makes sense to me.
So then you open up to a voiceover of this girl talking.
A lot of voiceover.
And yeah. And you see the Monkey King flying in on a cloud, which was just magical.
It's part of the legend. That's why in Dragon Ball, Goku is flying Nimbus.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, the movie takes place in an ancient China, and it looks pretty good. They definitely spent a lot of money trying to make the place look good, for the clothes to be nice. The cinematography is actually pretty good looking, I have to say. But my God, the fucking dialogue writing is awful, and the fucking special effects are also pretty funny.
Right.
The one dude's like electrical whip looked okay, but man, that smoke pellet fucking thing when he disappeared, oof, how laughable.
Like, you could almost see him through the smoke, like, running around to hide behind something.
Exactly.
To prove that he disappeared.
Yeah, I see him, like, ducking, you know? It was pretty bad. Like, I see what they're trying to do.
It was almost as bad as a, look over there, and then you run away when everyone turns their head.
Yeah. I think, I see what they're trying to do with the whole show, but I think it might be just not quite enough budget to really do what they're trying to do, and I think it suffers a few times, you know, do throughout the episode, because it doesn't look great.
They also spent apparently quite a bit of their budget on the awesome 80s music.
I was going to say, I wrote music to make John Carpenter proud.
That's a very, very apt description.
Except for that one 90s song that I pointed out sounds like it should be in the bronze on an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Agreed.
Yeah. Music was not good.
So why did the innkeeper, the barmaid chick, so one of the main characters, maybe we should back up a little bit. Little girl sees her dad and a bunch of other people. They find the crown of the Monkey King. And they're like, oh, we have to track down the Monkey King. We're going to put this crown back on his head and everything will be cool. So then they get attacked by...
a demon.
They get attacked by the vampire Lestat.
Unfortunately, the best actor in the show. Okay.
Yeah, really, really white dude with really blonde, long hair.
He looks like if Lestat and Lucius Malfoy had a baby together.
Agreed, and then tattooed a bunch of Chinese characters on their face.
Yep. And then gave him Tom Felton's acting ability.
Right. Yeah, so he breaks in, kills everyone, steals the crown. The chick, she gets away.
Yeah, we don't have a name for her in the beginning, right?
No, I don't think so.
Not until she names herself the other monk's name.
Yeah, Trifactor.
Tridaka or something. Whatever. Pretty bad name.
Triple Doppler. I don't know, something.
Triple Decker?
Yeah, something like that. So she runs away, ends up staying in this bar. Worst waitress in the world.
Worst. She's the awful.
The absolute worst. And then she meets the owner of the bar is this Asian lady from New Zealand who has
sassy lady with an eye patch.
But the eye patch has a goggle on it.
This movie kind of like lens. This show is like strangely science fiction at points. Like, what the fuck was that weird like spider looking robot thing?
I don't know.
What the fuck was that? I'm like, why is this a science fiction? What is happening?
It was a spider implosion device, duh.
There shouldn't be any devices.
And so yeah, I'm still stuck on Chick's eye patch.
Okay.
Why did the eye patch have a lens?
Same reason there was a spider.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to argue with you there, but that's actually a fair answer.
Didn't make a lot of sense. We're going to watch every episode of this gold.
Oh, yeah, we have to. We have to.
The Monkey King doesn't look like a monkey.
No. So she steals the crown back from aging Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
aging Luke Wilson trying to look like Robin Hood.
He's also the demon in disguise.
Right, right. So gets away, gets the crown, finds these other monks who try to protect her and keep the demon from getting her, and they provide a really good distraction for like 7 seconds.
Lame monk fight.
Yeah, and she somehow manages to put the crown on the Monkey King, and the Monkey King is revealed and looks nothing at all like a monkey. Nothing at all. So then Monkey King and Lestat Malfoy fight, and that's pretty much the first episode.
Monkey King, worst actor in the show. I was really surprised how bad he was until he started fighting, and I'm like, okay, well, he moves really well. Yeah, he's probably good at fighting. He got the gig.
He's good at the action sequences, yeah.
I hope he transforms into something monkey-looking at some point. Otherwise, we're watching the show only because it's called Monkey, not because there's any monkeys in it.
At least give him a tail.
There was monkey screams, though, when he first appeared. Did you catch that?
I did not catch that.
There was, like, howling monkeys in the background.
Okay. Well, that's... I don't know. That's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, overall, my final thoughts on this show, it's, like, kind of cheesy bad.
Really cheesy bad.
But I'm super interested in it, and I have got to watch it. It's like a train wreck.
We didn't talk about his extending shaft.
Oh, well, the power pole is definitely a part of it. And his, like, one of his final hits, he even holds it at a certain angle that makes it look like he's getting an erection.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
like, straight up.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure he did get an erection in the filming of this.
I know I did.
Absolutely. Oh, you too. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, good mm-hmm. to know.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, I want to see every episode of this.
It's one of those things that's it's so horrible, it's amazing.
Yeah, you gotta
it's,
watch
it's
it.
So bad, you, it's so bad, it's good.
Mm-hmm. So I figure we'll do these mini episodes on the TV show as part of Monkey Movie Mondays. You know, like the traditional show is a little longer than a half an hour. The right. show will be, you know, right now we're at a little less than 13 minutes. It'll be a little shorter.
Yeah, a little mini episode.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, kind of like Paul Scheer does with How Does It Get Made. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like 1 week there's a main episode, and maybe the next week there's a mini episode.
Yep. We'll do the mini episodes will be the New Legends of Monkey.
That's right. So if you want to keep up Netflix. With us, watch the New Legends of Monkey. Yes, we spoiled the first episode, but it's only the first episode, people. There's got to be a lot more gold here.
It's really not much of a spoiler. I mean, it's all very...
it's not much of a show, people.
Yeah. It's not, but it's great. Mm-hmm. It's so horrible, it's great.
That's right. And if you're interested in the legend and watching something that's good, you can watch, there's a Donnie Yen starring movie called The Monkey King. That's really awesome. It looks really great.
If only there was a show dedicated to monkey movies that would review a movie like that.
We'll probably do it. And then if we want to, we can also do the Stephen Chow version, Journey to the West.
I'm down. I mean, we got to have content, and those are monkey movies.
That's right.
So,
content won't be a problem, my friend. We're banking like crazy right now.
True. Very true.
What do you got? You got anything else to say?
As far as the Legend of Monkey, no, I'm good. I'm just looking forward to the next episode. So we hope you enjoyed this little teaser episode, little mini episode. Maybe
We're going to call this the pilot.
This is the pilot.
This was the pilot.
Cool. So the pilot of our show was the pilot of Legend of Monkey.
Mm-hmm. And we hope
New Legends of Monkey.
Watching on Netflix. Yeah. So this show will be premiering probably the first week of January.
On what day?
Probably the first. I'm not sure exactly, but follow up my social media, follow Boat Fight Productions, and Boat Fight Chris on Twitter and Instagram for more information.
But what day of the week is Monkey Movie Monday going to be on?
Oh, so it won't be the first then. We'll have to look into it. Whatever the first week of January is, on Monday. Because this show will only be released on Monday.
The first Monday of January.
The first Monday of January, people. Fuck you, Benny.
You have such a way with words. Such a descriptive... You're so detail-oriented. It's amazing.
Do you realize how many projects I'm dealing with right now?
7.
At least 7.
Which is a lot.
It's a fucking lot.
That's a lot.
I'm busy.
Busy man. Too busy to know what day of the week Monday is.
That's right. So this, the pilot is not going out on Monday.
This isn't Monday. Wow.
This pilot
is going to be Monday.
Is going out today.
Today.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to work on it and put it out
there. Fair enough.
Monkey Movie Monday pilot on Friday.
Cool. So, I'm very good at wording.
You're articulate.
I am. I articulate good.
Mm-hmm.
This is our pilot episode. Listen to our show, Monkey Movie Mondays, in January, starting in January. And we hope you enjoyed it. So now I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Bye.
And listen to Boat Fight.